Welcome to another episode of the so-called Nameless Podcast Show. I just wanted to actually talk a little bit about something very important that quickly and abruptly entered my mind. You see, nowadays people go around and vent a lot about how they can't make money, how they're poor, how they're still stuck in the 9-to-5 trap. Well, here's one thing. In order to actually make money, in order to go ahead, in order to advance in life, you actually need to spend money. You need to invest money in courses and in books. That means you actually need to buy that course that costs maybe $97 or $200. Because these are courses that are created by people and that have been created by people who are where you are not and who have undergone a lot of those same challenges like you have. It's better to be in motion than to be just static. Motion is better than being at peace. I can't exactly recall the exact words of Gary Halbert, but he was the one who talked about that, the late great Gary Halbert, the copywriter. Motion is better than being static. All right? Think about that. That's very important. And that means you actually have to just get going. Somewhere down the line, you will succeed and you will start making money. You will start becoming successful. But success doesn't happen if you just sit on your couch all night. And it doesn't happen if you don't buy things. You need to let go of the fear of spending money, of investing money. Just think about that. Is the crate of beer cans, or are those chocolate bars worth your money? Do you feel like you're investing yourself if you're drinking beer and eating chocolate? Or perhaps having a soda drink as well? Is that a proper investment of your body? Is that a proper investment of your health? No, it's not. It's short-term gratification. It's instant gratification. And by actually investing in a course, you invest in yourself and you put yourself up for being grateful down the road. Long-term gratification. That is why it's so important to invest in courses and books. That is why it's so important to let go of the fear. Let go of the fear of being swindled, of being tricked, of being cheated. Now, I'm not saying that you should buy everything out there. In fact, you shouldn't be a victim of the shiny object syndrome. Because you can't just buy everything that you see and then expect something magically to happen. But what you do is that let's say that you buy one course that costs $97. And then you despise everything that they say there, except for one little thing that you agree with. And so you pick up that one thing and you use it for your next course. And maybe they tell you a little bit more that you like in your next course. And so you move on. The point is just, you need to invest money in books and in courses and on videos and attend conferences as well. Put yourself out there. Talk to people. Talk to people who are successful. Talk to people that you think that might be able to help you. Now, that is very important. I can't exactly stress enough the importance of talking to people. Or talking to people that actually are successful. Because here's the thing, these people who are successful and these people who have made and created those courses, they've actually struggled themselves too. They weren't born being rich. Yet most millionaires today, most rich people today, they weren't born rich. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, he wasn't born rich. He was born poor. He struggled for many years. Same thing with the late great Steve Jobs. He struggled for many years. Now, Donald Trump, that was a horrible pronunciation of his name. Donald Trump, the current American president. If I have understood things correctly, he was actually born rich and he was raised rich. But he got himself into terrible debt. I think it was in the 1980s, because he invested in some sort of casinos in Atlantic City that went bankrupt and so on. So basically, he was screwed, to put it simple. But thanks to his talents and thanks to his hard work and dedication, he actually managed to get himself out of that debt. And now he's one of the richest men on planet Earth, and he even managed to become president of the United States. So even though some people actually have been born rich, they needed to pick up knowledge. They needed to spend money on courses and on conferences. I bet you 100% Donald Trump has spent loads of money on books and courses and lunches, put himself out there just to be around influential people, just to be around rich and successful people. And so that is when you need to let go of the fear of spending some money on a book or a course. Now think about that. You have lifetime access to those books and courses. Do you have lifetime access to your chocolate or your beer? No, you don't. The only thing you do is that you eat it and you drink it, and then you become fat. And as much as I personally love chocolate, I have to stay disciplined. Because I'd rather want a fat wallet than a fat stomach. Alright? So take that with you in this special bonus episode. Invest in books, invest in courses, and quit eating chocolate and drinking beer. That's it for today.